Books and Arts.
Book Review. Industrious Revolutionaries. Tectonic Plates. The Radical Potter. Josiah Wedgwood and the Transformation of Britain by Tristram Hunt. One half of the world, wrote Jane Austen, cannot understand the pleasures of the other. That may be especially true when the other half is inexplicably devoted to pottery. Yet many people, including Austen herself, used to enjoy pottery enormously. Vases, ewers and urns, statues, busts and bas-reliefs, cameos and intaglios. The drawing rooms of 18th century England were filled with fiddly little thises and charming little thats, with jasperware trinkets and basaltware baubles, and those made by Josiah Wedgwood were particularly coveted. Wedgwood wanted to astonish the world, for I hate piddling, and for a time his pottery did. Austen admired it. Edward Gibbon collected it. Empress Catherine II of Russia ordered a job lot of it. Then suddenly it fell out of fashion, coming to be seen as piddling, not astonishing. Wedgwood's own grandson, Charles Darwin, evinced an insensibility to Wedgwood ware. When the author J.B. Priestley set out on a round England trip in the 1930s, he sniffed at the Wedgwood factory in Stoke-on-Trent, so industrial, he considered, and so soulless. Today, Wedgwood is cherished by the very elderly and the very ironic. An ancient art or an East London hipster are likeliest to wear a cameo brooch now. So though it might not seem odd that Tristram Hunt, director of the Victoria and Albert Museum, has written a biography of Wedgwood, the V&A has lots of its stuff, its title may be a surprise. The Radical Potter. Fancy pottery today feels about as radical as a doily. That only proves Mr. Hunt's case. The most remarkable revolutions change the world so completely that no one remarks on them anymore. And in a way, Wedgwood did change the world. When he started out in the 1740s, pottery was such a small-scale, rackety industry that some potters got the clay they needed by digging it out of holes in the road, potholes.